Lifting his mirelock, his shaking hand took aim. Bang! A single shot killed the beast dead. He laughed at his own foolishness. He, a mighty soldier, afraid of a single sad and infested Cubridon. Hubris, my dear Tenno, is responsible for more tragedy in this world than any other inclination we may have. Remember that, and someday it may save you. For notice he did not that the slain beast's family had encircled him. The creatures descended, sinking teeth into flesh, peeling sinew from bone, spreading their infested blood into him. How he screamed, fighting off the monsters as best he could. Fists pounded into fur as he fought like the beasts around him. It was all he had left. One heartbeat would be all that could spare him from the grave. In the end, he survived, torn and shredded, bleeding and bitten, but alive. He thought that his arduous saga had come to an end. Until he heard that dreadful howl once more. Though, this time, it came from him. Flesh twisting, bones snapping, the noises that left his agonized form were bestial, wild, feral. Soon it was he who stalked the night. It was he who tasted blood upon his fangs. It was he who inspired the fear of the hunt. Oh, fret not, though, dear heart, for even the hunters can be hunted. The beasts can be felled, and trophies can be made of those who were brought low. But mark me, Tenno, for perhaps this Nabarus night, when you think yourself the pinnacle of the hunt, you had best be wary of the eyes peering at you from the dark, lest you be next. Happy Nabarus!